turn and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
And this is a random thought here that my wife will watch just about any reality show that comes on. And I don't have a problem with this. I think this is actually a good show because I've been watching it for a long time, but now she just watches it on her own and gets all into it and doesn't want to be disturbed is Louisiana Law.
Oh yeah.
We were talking about it in our podcast last week. She didn't want to get up because we do that podcast on Sunday afternoons. We record it and she didn't want to get up and go record the podcast because it was in the middle of Louisiana Law. Reality show about Louisiana game wardens.
Yeah. She said, I was still in my pajamas watching Louisiana Law before I had to come do this podcast. She's in her PJs watching Louisiana Law.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
I haven't either.
I mean, it's a true reflection of our home state. Yeah.
Yeah. On the animal planet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have the first one they did of that, I think, was Lone Star Law. And then they have Northwoods Law, which is about New Hampshire and all that area up there. And then Lone Star Law is obviously about Texas, and it's good.
I think I actually saw one episode where they pulled over a guy and they asked him if he was shooting deer out of his truck.
Yeah.
I think I have seen an episode of that.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that before that show.
Yeah. And game wardens have even more power than regular cops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do everything from traffic stops to burglary. They stop burglaries and, you know, they can go into your house and look in your deep freeze.
Yeah.
To see if you got deer meat in there that was poached.
They had pulled over one other guy and they wanted to look in his cooler, I think, and to see or check his fish or his ducks or whatever he had shot. Yeah.
I always wondered that because in Yellowstone, the brother was, he had a lot of authority that I didn't know he'd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can take weapons from you. They can do all kinds of stuff they have to be, you know, entrusted to do.
So why does Jody like this show?
Because, I mean, it's especially being from Louisiana, she wants to see how that, because she loves those cop shows like that. Old fashioned just cops show, she's all on that.
Really?
She doesn't like the detective ones that I watch because she wants the action, seeing them pulled over, seeing them interviewed on the side of the road, seeing them handcuffed and, you know, all of that.
She don't like murders.
No, she doesn't like them solving the murder.
She likes crime.
She just likes the you know, like live PD. She used to love that one.
Yeah.
And she laughs like they're comedies.
What?
She does.
That cracks me up.
Like if they pull over, they see somebody walking, when they say, you have drugs on you? No, I don't have drugs on. She's lying. Look at her. Look at her.
That's great.
So she's not laughing at the, you know, like a violent crime that they're committing or whatever. She's laughing because the people are so redneck.
Yeah.
So look, she is lying. You know she's lying.
You need to secretly video her watching that. That would be hilarious.
Sicko.
That's funny. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I watch crime shows, but I don't laugh at them.
Yeah, that is dark, man.
And you probably don't talk to them either. Like, get up, get up.
It's like, oh, where's he going? Where does he think he's going? Yeah. He can't run with those cuffs. He can't go anywhere.
Handcuff. Commentary. That's amazing.
We're still doing Ace Memory stuff, talking about this fellow named Ace. Yesterday on the show, we talked about his love of luxury, you know, bougie Ace, basically. And that's today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Remembering Ace, our friend who died a little over a week ago. And yesterday we were discussing one of Ace's biggest pleasures in life when he loved pretending to be luxurious and highfalutin. And it is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, in case you missed it, here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins show.
So we talk about Ace being a romantic, and God, he used to get aggravated at me because there were times when I would stop and go, all right, I need to give him a break. Stop picking on him so much. Because I'd go like, yeah, you know, Jody and I are not like that. We're not all dramatic like that and everything. We're not. And I would say, that's Ace's soap opera he lives in, you know.
But he was all those things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, poetry writing poetry, all of it, you know. But he was always interested in everybody else's business, you know. Like, he would be, during the break, just in the chit-chat, Riggins asked Lindsay what she was going to be doing for Valentine's Day with her husband. And Ace would have been all, well, so Lindsay, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Y'all going to get, you know, y'all going to get a, Ace's favorite thing no matter what. Get a room? You going to go get a room? You know,
yeah, like yeah. A, rose petals?
I mean, he looked for any excuse to go get a hotel room for anything.
That is so true.
And it could have been just down the street, but it was going to be a hotel room.
It's like, okay, most of the time it was.
Yeah, we live, like we were saying, 40 to 45 minutes from downtown, uptown Charlotte. And if we had an event going on in Charlotte and it lasted past, 5:30 in the evening, he'd say, well, I'm just going to get a room. I'm not driving all the way back up there and then back down here the next morning. I'm just going to get a room. I mean, no joke.
Yeah, no.
It wouldn't be any later than 5:30, and we could have been back at 6. He could have been in bed regular time. Yeah. I'm just going to get a room. Any excuse to get a room.
What's so funny about this is, you know how I deal with affiliates and stuff now? Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, so y'all need a room, right? And I'm like, no, it's done at noon. We'll just head home. They're like, oh, you don't need a hotel room?
Yeah, Ace always needed a room.
Ace always needed a room.
Ace came down here for a listener breakfast one morning, and we had to get him a room for that night.
He loved a hotel room.
And room service. He always wanted room service.
Oh.
Man. And then, you know, and Riggins would just get disgusted talking about, so you sit in the bed and you're in a robe eating eggs. And
with that little bottle of ketchup on your lap. It's like so gross. He did. And he had the reason. He was like, you know, we didn't get to have this when I was a kid. And my dad always took us to the Motel 6. So now I always get the room.
Yeah. Except when his dad was living in a motel, like a motor, they call it a motor inns or motor lodge. And he had a hot plate in his room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was as close as Ace ever got to room service as a kid. <That's> But he loved that whole, it was almost like he lived his life in private as if there were cameras following him all the time. You know, like somebody was making a movie of his life all the time. So he wanted to be in that fancy robe in the hotel, and he wanted to have the room service. And he was a big tipper, too. He'd always wanted to make sure I get his little something extra.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So when we met Adam, and Adam became our business manager and all of that, Ace would always go, Adam, how much are you leaving for a tip? That's not enough. That's not enough. You're not leaving.
What you're telling Adam. Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So Ace would be jealous of Lindsay today. Well, for the rest of the week, I guess, because she's going to be staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
Will y'all be in a hotel or at a resort of some sort, you and your husband?
It's called the Fountain Blue. I don't know what
Miami or Fort whatever, South
Miami,
Florida.
Yeah.
That's a fancy hotel,
been.
Yeah. It's for famous. Sure. You've never been?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's right. We didn't start going to the Fountain Blue every year for the show retreat until after Lindsay was gone.
Super.
And every year we would have a, private meeting with some different Miami entertainer, like Pitbull one year.
What?
Enrique Iglesias one year, all of that.
Enrique. Not my Enrique, you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I would have kissed him.
No, I'm kidding. But is this the business trip with your husband? Yeah, because it's a Valentine's Day thing you were talking about yesterday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, and so you don't think they're going to have a problem with you just setting up your podcast stuff in the lobby of the hotel?
I don't think so, but Kyle thinks it's outrageous. He's like, so you mean to tell me we're going to be going to like late dinners and, you know, having some cocktails out, and you're going to wake up at 4:30 in the morning? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Watch me. So now I'm just proving everybody wrong.
But did you tell him that we didn't require that of you or ask you to do that? I don't think you did.
I said, they don't care, but I'm doing it.
No, but yeah, you could have easily just said, I'm going to be out of town those days. And we would have said, okay.
Yeah.
But, listen, not only that, he's got to carry my carry-on bag. It's so heavy because it's got a mic and my whole setup.
Oh God, I wonder he's mad.
Yeah. It's like I think it's cool.
He's traveling. I think it's cool. East.
But I bet they have those little, you think, Riggins, they would have those little work centers, the workstations in the lobby they used to have at hotels for business people and stuff?
Maybe, but Miami's a party town. And it's going to be, you know, getting in towards the end of the week. She's out down there. Whatever time, it's going to be a wild scene, I think.
Yeah, but I'm not wild, so I feel like it'll be fine.
But
yeah, right. Well,
but you're saying that there are going to be people in the lobby and going crazy around there and stuff.
Known to be kind of a happening place to be. Hotel.
Isn't there a dance club in there that people try to get into?
They do music shows and concerts, rather. So I think it's going to be a wild scene.
But there's probably a business center in the hotel maybe you could ask them.
If not, I'll go in that techno club and just set up shop. It'll smell like urine, and I don't even know what else.
You know how the club's there. It's fancy. This is a fancy place.
Oh, it's fancy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see how it goes.
But they got to have a business center somewhere.
Might want her to have her in the thick of it. I mean, that might be for some entertaining.
But drunk people walking by.
Yeah, I can see where Kyle would be kind of put out by that and go, hey, we're going to be out having fun. I don't want you having to worry about getting up the next morning and doing all of that stuff. But do you think that she told him that we didn't ask her to do that, Riggins?
Not a chance.
He's probably thinking that we're guilting her into doing it.
Yeah, of course.
No, he knows y'all. He knows you're not. He just thinks I'm the psycho at all times. So don't worry. Right. He knows.
Yeah,
I think it's fine. I'll wake up that early anyway. Like, it's going to be fine.
But I'll tell you what, though. Ace would be loving that. And he would be, if you didn't suggest doing that, you know, he'd be like, well, why can't you just take your stuff and then just do it from there?
Yeah.
You know, he'd be the one saying to do it.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure he told me that one time. Like, why don't you just do
phone it in. Who cares?
Yeah.
Get us some bits.
Yeah. Well, I'm going on a bachelorette trip, but okay.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
So, Lindsay, this work trip for your husband that y'all will be on this weekend, is it something that he's going to be having to do work during the day? Is this the one you said you go to the work stuff with him during the day, or is that a different conference?
That's Nashville, and that's in March.
Okay.
This is his biggest client. So he sends this company all his business, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so every year that company treats him, basically. All and right. It's wives included, and there's a couple people from that company and a couple people from my husband's company.
You like all the wives that go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you couldn't say no if this is his biggest client.
Right.
Yeah. No, they're all great. They're great. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So what are they going to think about you? Saying, I'm getting up in the morning. But it's not going to make you go to bed early or leave a party or anything early, is it? That you're going to be getting up and doing the show?
Yeah, no, and we don't really, I mean, I've been doing this for 3 or 4 years now. Like, it's not something where we, like, go out till 1 in the morning, no. I mean, I'm always in bed by, like, 10:30.
Right.
Let's just call it what it is, you know.
Because that's one of the things about being away from your kids is that you get to stay up and stay out a little bit later, but it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
You know, just a couple of hours extra of eating and drinking, and you're ready to go.
Sure.
And they always celebrate. Kyle's birthday is coming up in a few days, and we go out to dinner for it, and they're always like, who wants to go to the club after? And I'm always like, let's just not.
You know, Ace would be in the middle of that. I'll go to the club. Let's go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh. Is there a part of you that wants to show the other wives of these heavy hitter guys that you have a job to do And you're going to be up early in the morning doing your job?
No, not necessarily. I don't even know if they're going to know per se. But they're all the wives going are, they all have jobs. They all work really hard, you know, and I mean, I guess you're right. I've always been the one with no job. I mean, so now I'm like, I mean, seriously, I've like had young kids. So now I'm like, you know what? I got a job to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, let me show them.
Yeah. And it's important, an important job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. So, just trying to think of, you know, since we're paying tribute to Ace and all, what kind of Ace thing you could take to them? You know what I mean? Like, use the term found money. That's a good one. You know, you say, hey, come on, we got these bonuses. Yeah, your husband gave us these bonuses. That's found money. Let's go blow it. You know,
it's found money.
Yeah, he used to say that all the time.
Oh, sure,
I love that.
Yeah, if we got a ratings bonus or something, he'd say, "Hey, man, let's just give it away. Let's go on the air and give it away tomorrow morning. It's found money, man." Yeah, well, I mean, we got a. You know, there are other people that that have us get a percentage of that found money. They may not want to give their percentage up. For promotional reasons, you know.
Yeah.
But that's gonna be fun, especially if you go clubbing.
Heck yeah.
Oh no. No. Mm-mm. We'll do a later dinner, and that's enough for me.
Isn't Miami the only town now left that that goes to dance clubs and stuff? They don't even have those anymore, do they?
Vegas and Miami, and that's about it.
Yeah. It was going to be in Vegas, so I'm glad it's in Miami because time difference, like for 3 days, it's just two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you don't have all that riffraff in Miami like you do Vegas.
Yes. Well, y'all know I
love
Vegas.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Forgot to say that. Now here is the stuff that's going on right now that we need to catch you up on because sometimes we share too much about what's going on behind the scenes and all, but people tend to, for the most part, they appreciate our what you call candor with them. If you are listening to us on a radio station, one of our wonderful affiliates, and you just heard us talking in, let's say, the first hour of the show, and then now we sound different and we're talking about things that are just completely different from what they were in the last hour. Yesterday, we had to record the first hour of the show before Lindsay left to go to Miami. So that's what just ran, and it probably sounded like it was live, like we were in studio live at the moment. But now we are, and that's why now Lindsay is in Miami. If you were listening, you know, say even 15 minutes ago, Lindsay was sitting in the studio. Now she's in Miami in a hotel room. So, there have been some technical difficulties.
Sure.
So this is still, we're still doing the Remembering Ace week.
Yeah.
But just to get the show going today, Lindsay, things didn't work right like she had planned. You were going to go find a business center in the Fountain Blue in Miami where you are. And that didn't work out.
No, they put me, well, they put us in the furthest building from the business center. I don't want to say it's a mile, but it feels like that when you walk. You have to walk outside through a tunnel, through a maze. I don't even know how to get there. And so luckily, we're in like a two-bedroom suite with like a kitchen and so I'm in one of the rooms and Kyle shut the door to the bedroom.
Right. Now, did Kyle shut the door really hard? Because Kyle was trying to help her get connected and all a few minutes ago. And, you know, he doesn't have to be up at this time of the morning.
No.
And he's there with his clients and they've been celebrating and all that. And he has to get up and help her get the computer, you know, synced up with ours.
Yeah. And the funny thing is he stayed out later than me because that some of the clients wanted to go to this other place after dinner. And I was like, go. I'm going home. I'm tired, you know, had a long day. And so he didn't get home till, I don't know, 12:30. I was 10. But I just got him up. He's like, you're using a personal hotspot? He's like trying to wrap his head. He's like, how much is that going to cost me?
Yeah, that's the first thing I would be saying too. Like, oh my God, it's going to be so expensive. And then I would also be, I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep because he said, I'm going back to bed in order because I'd be sitting there going, oh, this job of Jody's is costing me money. And I'm losing money on if it were Jody, that's what I'd be saying.
You know what he'll do is he'll probably write it off to his work. He'll be like, actually, she had to come with me. So.
Yeah. Just like every time Ace and I had to go to a conference, you know, with morning show conferences and all that, Jody would pack up and go somewhere. Well, if you're going to be gone, I'm going to be gone.
Oh.
So it would end up costing me money. She would go to, her family's in Louisiana or take a girl's trip, go visit somebody. It's like, okay, well, just because I'm not here doesn't mean you have to go somewhere.
Yeah, what is that trade?
I don't know. Wasn't fair, I'll tell you that.
No, it wasn't.
All right, so we got more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We continue the Remembering Ace week of shows. That's going on right now. Why? Because Ace would have wanted it that way.
We've gotten many messages with that line in it.
Yeah.
Even Lindsay posted on her Instagram story yesterday. She found a big hoop earring by the pool. And it was really funny.
Just one hoop earring just laying on, like someone had lost it. I was like, oh, Ace would have wanted it this way.
Yeah, because Ace loved bikinis and hoop earrings and full makeup. Not to wear himself, but that was the way he liked the ladies to look at the pool and the beach.
Yeah.
Big old hoop earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I wonder why it was only one. I bet that drunk lady didn't even know she'd lost it.
No. I almost turned it into the lost and found.
Yeah, it didn't look like a fancy one, though.
No. Mm. No. Uh-uh.
But somebody even said, we need to get that on a t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it this way.
Yeah.
Ace would have wanted it that way.
In the works. In the works.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So copyright TJ. TJR Inc. is the.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there. So yesterday was, it was pretty calm for me. I mean, things have been going, crazy ever since, the incident with Ace being, Ace being found deceased in his home. But yesterday was pretty quiet. Some positive things yesterday that I was working on with some other people of things to come. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Just try to get things going. And, so we're going to keep doing things, on the show, especially for today and tomorrow, the rest of this week, about Ace. And people seem to appreciate Riggins, the funny stories, and in all seriousness, Ace would have wanted that. He liked the funny, he liked to be, he'd always say, I don't care if you're laughing at me or not, as long as you're laughing, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're not laughing at him, but we just, everybody's got their personality quirks that, the things about them that make us love them,
Yeah.
So, I mean, the outpouring of love from people, and it's not surprising. I'd love to say I'm shocked by it, but I'm not. The radio family that has listened for so long, or even some who haven't listened that much, that long at all, are saying things that, just let you know that we have a great audience.
Yeah.
Our neighbors that live right next door to us moved into the Charlotte area not long ago, probably just 2 years ago or something. And when all this happened, she the wife, the Jody hangs out with a lot. They walk in the neighborhood and all that. She said to Jody, she goes, I told Richard, that's her husband's name. She said, I was looking at all this stuff. And I told Richard, I said, evidently, Richie and his partner were a pretty big deal.
I'm starting to think they were something.
Yeah. That's
funny. They were pretty popular.
What's fun is getting the messages from people that haven't listened long, and they are almost apologetic. I've only listened for 2 years, but I just want to send my condolences. That's sweet, too.
Yeah, I blocked them. They should have been here.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Remember, go to TJRiggins.com and click on the Ace Memories tab, and you can send in your thoughts about Ace, or you know, whenever you may have met him or you had any encounter with him that you would like to make mention of, or send any pictures and things like that that you may have, because we get a lot of pictures from, I look at these sometimes, go, is that me?
It's wild.
Is that some of these pictures? And then there's a place there, you can just go directly to paytonspromise.org, P-A-Y-T-O-N is how she spelled her name, and donate in his honor, if you would like. Because, I mean, when it comes down to it, that's what we've always felt is our biggest honor of doing this, and having people choose to listen to us and everything, is the fact that, you know, being able to facilitate charity, charitable things for people and all that. And not saying that we do it, because it's not just us. It's a team between us and the radio family. So a lot of people have asked about that. So you can go and make a donation there, or any charity you want in Ace's name would be great. Today is National Radio Day. He would have loved that.
Oh, he would have freaked out over that.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also a study that they've done that, that asked people if they would give up their seat on an airplane, like switch seats with somebody.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you've got you want the aisle seat. You got a good aisle seat that you bought, and then somebody's in a middle seat and they ask you to trade, and they'll give you $100 to trade. Would you do it?
No.
Not for $100?
Not for $100, no.
Right. Would you, Lindsay?
I sat in between two large gentlemen yesterday for free, so yeah, I would.
Why were you and Kyle not sitting together? Yeah. Was he in first class?
He was one of the large people I was sitting next to. His legs like jut out to the sides, like,
yeah.
It's annoying.
Oh, I thought you meant you were in the middle of two great big fat people.
Yeah. Well, one of them. Yeah.
But, you know, that reminded me of, you remember when Ace almost got in a fight on the plane with a guy who was cussing?
Yeah. In front of his kid, right?
He said the guy was on there and he was talking loudly and cussing and you know, to his buddy on the phone before they took off. And then he starts, so then Ace asked him, because he goes, and I asked him nicely, sir, would you please not cuss in front of the children? And you know he didn't say that. He's like, hey. So they end up getting in a big, verbal altercation that almost came to fisticuffs in the sky.
Yeah.
But, you know, he said, well, I mean, everybody knew that I was in the right. And I'm sure he was. It's just that he would come in all the time with stories, but I had to go off on some stupid. Yeah.
Fighting for justice out there. It's like a real life superhero.
Yeah. And he used to hate whenever we would talk about him getting kicked out of the restaurant at the country club because he was underdressed or whatever
it was. I forgot about that. They didn't kick me out.
I was leaving already.
That's right. Yeah, that's what he said. I was leaving already.
That dude told me it was fine.
Yeah.
The other guy said I was okay.
What was he wearing, a hat or something?
That and I think like an AC/DC t-shirt or something.
Flip-flops, I think, so, right?
Yeah. Flip-flops.
That sounds about right.
I can picture it.
Uh-huh. And then getting mad because they said, sir, you got to wait outside or whatever. You know, that whole, what are you looking at? You know,
yeah, right.
Thing. Like, well, you're 6'4" and long red hair and, you know, spurs on your boots.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We were just laughing because we're going through a lot of the comments that people have put about Ace and things that they will remember most about him. And somebody said that how he always referred to people in his stories and all as that joker. He go, I'm telling you, man, I'm sitting still and that joker just comes flying past me. Or when he would, if he would hurt himself in some way or another, like if he, you know, slammed his finger in a drawer or did something that just not like a paper cut kind of thing. He would always have to stop himself from using the Lord's name in vain, you know, because he would go, golly, man.
Golly. Yeah. It's like an internal battle going on all the time. Yeah.
But I didn't like that as much as when he would say, man, I gotta blank and stop blank and cussing so blank much. I mean, seriously. It's terrible.
I think he said that during like a recording something, yeah, didn't he? We got to find some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're working on it.
Yeah.
We don't have many archives.
Well, we've got the archives. We don't know how to go through them, you know, with a magnifying glass to find that stuff.
Yeah.
It would take so long.
Yeah.
What you saying, Lindsay? Because we're so old? That's what you're saying? Because we've been on the radio so long?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So anything that you got you want to share with us? And I got to be honest, I slept through some alarms this morning, so I'm kind of dragging
a little bit.
And and my wife, her doctor told her in her last checkup, she was saying, I've never had problems going to sleep. I've been having sleeping problems lately and, you know, stress and all this. So he told her to take Tylenol PM.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she said, that's not going, I don't want to, he goes, it's fine. You're good. So she's not used to taking medications and stuff like that. So if she takes two of those, she's gone. Yes.
Same. I love that.
Yeah. That stuff is super powerful if you've never taken it.
And I haven't slept much this week. And she said, you need to try my Tylenol PM. And I said, you know, because I have a sleep disorder and I have prescription medication for sleep and all that. And I said, Jody, if I wanted to just have something to knock me out, I've got that.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, what's it going to hurt to try it? Well, I'm going to go in there right now and lay out two of them in the bathroom for you to take when you take your sleep medicine. She's like, okay.
I love how she thinks Tylenol is more potent than what you have.
Yeah. Great. Well, it did work. You missed your alarms.
Well, it didn't. I guess maybe it could. I'm going to tell her it did.
Okay.
I'm going to tell her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It worked. But because she cares, like when they care like that, you know, you don't want to say, that didn't work and whatever.
Yeah.
So I say they, you know, and when I say they, I mean children. No. I'm kidding. But maybe it is what made me a little bit more groggy.
Yeah.
Maybe groggy. It's not out of my system yet because my other stuff is designed to get in and get out.
Yeah. Does Jody look like Sleeping Beauty when she's asleep, or is she like a real messy sleeper, like hair's all crazy?
She doesn't move much.
She doesn't move much. Yeah, very peaceful.
Barely has to make her side of the bed. Mine looks like it went through a tornado.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.